Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rewilding Meditations, Practices, and Skills for Awakening in Nature by Micah Mortali is a practical guide to nature-based mindfulness, outdoor awareness, and ecological reconnection. Mortali writes from the perspective of a longtime wilderness guide, Kripalu yoga teacher, and founder of the Kripalu School of Mindful Outdoor Leadership. The book is not a technical survival manual or a purely environmental argument. Its purpose is to help modern readers restore an embodied relationship with the natural world through meditation, sensory practices, simple outdoor skills, and reflective exercises. Mortali frames contemporary life as shaped by indoor routines, screens, stress, and a reduced sense of place. Against that background, rewilding becomes a process of remembering that human well-being is linked to contact with land, weather, animals, plants, silence, and community. The book combines mindfulness, yoga-informed attention, nature observation, and ethical ecological awareness in an accessible format. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, modern disconnection as a life force deficit. A central idea in rewilding is that many people suffer from a diminished sense of vitality because daily life has moved indoors onto screens and away from direct contact with living systems. Mortali describes this not simply as a preference problem, but as a change in human experience. When the body rarely feels soil, wind, uneven ground, darkness, seasonal temperature, or non-human sound, perception narrows. The result is a weaker relationship to place and a reduced ability to feel embedded in the world. The book treats rewilding as a corrective to this condition, but it avoids presenting nature as a decorative backdrop for personal wellness. Instead, Mortali suggests that humans are participants in a wider ecological field. The practical implication is that restoring attention to the natural world can restore energy, orientation, and responsibility. This makes the book more relational than many wellness guides. The problem is not only stress, but separation from the living context that helps regulate and define human life. Secondly, sensory practice as the main path back to nature. Mortali emphasizes direct sensory engagement as the most accessible way to begin rewilding. The book gives importance to simple practices, such as walking barefoot, listening to birdsong, touching bark, noticing wind, and observing the movement of light and shadow. These exercises matter because they move nature connection out of abstract appreciation and into embodied perception. A person does not need remote wilderness to begin. A window, a nearby tree, a park, or a quiet outdoor corner can become a site of practice. The method is gradual and attention-based. By slowing down and attending to sensory detail, the reader trains perception to notice relationships that ordinary speed conceals. The sit-spot practice, in which someone returns to a chosen place and observes quietly, reflects this logic. Repetition builds familiarity with seasonal change, animal behavior, and inner states. Mortali also recognizes that different forms of attention are useful, including open-eyed meditation for visual connection and closed-eyed practice when stimulation is too high. Thirdly, breath, movement, and outdoor mindfulness as embodied regulation. Rewilding connects nature practice with the body rather than treating mindfulness as a purely mental discipline. Mortali draws on yoga-informed awareness, breath attention, and gentle movement to help readers arrive physically before engaging the landscape. This matters because modern disconnection is not only conceptual, it is carried in posture, breathing patterns, nervous system activation, and habits of speed. Outdoor mindfulness can therefore function as a way of regulating attention and bodily tension. The breath becomes a bridge between inner experience and the surrounding atmosphere, while walking, standing, sitting, and sensing become forms of meditation. The book also points to the value of natural rhythms such as daylight, darkness, weather, and seasonal cycles as supports for human balance. Its approach is practical rather than clinical. It does not reduce nature to a treatment protocol, but it does suggest that the body responds to sensory richness, silence, and contact with the elements. And in this way, rewilding becomes a discipline of returning to bodily presence. Fourthly, reciprocity with place instead of nature as a resource. A distinctive feature of the book is its insistence that nature connection should lead toward reciprocity, not consumption. Mortali frames the natural world as alive with its own presence, history, and intelligence, rather than as scenery for human self-improvement. This shifts the reader from asking only what nature can provide to asking how human presence can become less extractive and more attentive. Learning the story of a place. Noticing local watersheds, recognizing plants and animals, and spending time in repeated observation all support this change. The practice of rewilding, therefore, has ethical implications. If people feel connected to the land around them, they are more likely to care about the consequences of their choices. The book does not present a detailed policy program, but it links personal awareness with ecological responsibility. Its contribution is to show how care can begin with perception. A person who knows a place through direct attention is less likely to treat it as anonymous space. Lastly, community, counsel, and mindful outdoor leadership. Although many practices in rewilding can be done alone, Mortali also gives attention to communal forms of nature connection. His background in mindful outdoor leadership shapes the book through practices that involve guided walks, shared silence, group reflection, and counsel. Counsel practice, where participants listen carefully and speak one at a time, extends mindfulness beyond individual experience into collective attention. This matters because rewilding is not presented as private escape from society. It can become a way for groups to slow down, listen, and develop shared wisdom in relation to land and one another. The leadership dimension is also important. Mortali writes for readers who may want to guide others, not only for those seeking personal calm. Good outdoor leadership in this framework is not about domination of terrain or performance of toughness. It is about safety, humility, sensory invitation, and respect for place. This emphasis distinguishes the book from both adventure manuals and solitary meditation guides, placing it between contemplative practice and ecological community work. In conclusion, rewilding is best suited for readers who feel overstimulated, place blind, or cut off from ordinary contact with the natural world, as well as for yoga teachers, mindfulness practitioners, outdoor educators, retreat leaders, and parents who want accessible practices for rebuilding nature connection. Its benefits are practical and intellectual. Practically, it offers low-barrier exercises that can be used in a backyard, park, retreat setting, or even near a window. Intellectually, it reframes wellness as inseparable from relationship with land, sensory perception, and ecological responsibility. The book stands out from similar nature meditation titles because it blends several strands without becoming narrowly specialized. It is not only forest bathing, not only mindfulness instruction, not only wilderness skills, and not only environmental reflection. Mortali combines contemplative practice, embodied awareness, outdoor guiding, and relational ecology in a format designed for use. Its most distinctive quality is the movement from personal reconnection to reciprocal presence. The reader is invited not merely to feel better in nature, but to become more attentive, more grounded in place, and more capable of acting as a caretaker within a living world. If you would like to support Maika Mortali, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.